Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring Scorpio season and the upcoming Mercury retrograde that's also taking place in Scorpio. Ooh, so much to talk about. If I had to sum up Scorpio in one word, it would be intense. And I don't say that lightly. Even Scorpios themselves will admit to the intensity of this astrological sign. Later this week, I will release an episode diving into the Scorpio new moon, which is taking place in the southern hemisphere on the 28th of October and October 27 in the northern hemisphere. But for now, in this episode, I'll dissect Scorpio season that runs from October 23rd to November 22. Now, as always, a caveat, but especially with this particular episode, because it's going to get quite heavy. I am here to inform you of the energies at play, okay? Not to coerce you into thinking, feeling, or acting a certain way because it's Scorpio season or Mercury retrograde or my personal favorite, the moon made me do it. Everybody responds differently, okay? And some people might not react at all, and that's totally normal too. Intuitively, you always know what's best for you. Not me, not the moon, not Mercury, or the psychic you have on speed dial. You. Okay, we're good. Scorpio season is a time of deep transformation. Its energy works with the cycle of death and rebirth. It's about embracing the changes that take place around us, and it asks us not to hold on to those things which must come to a close and need to go through a death of sorts in order for new life to bloom. Now, it's very normal, and I get caught up in this a lot, to not want to experience those deaths, especially if it's something that we hold dearly to ourselves. But sometimes if we want to move on and progress into the next chapter, these deaths must occur. And this is the energy of Scorpio season. We experience deaths throughout our entire lives. But with the intuitive nature of Scorpio awry, we're being encouraged to go deep within ourselves, to pull from the depths of our soul the deaths that must occur. There is an almost eerie energy to Scorpio season, and not just because it houses Halloween, the night of the year where there is a thin veil between dimensions, and in the case of this year, the night that Mercury starts going retrograde for the next 3 weeks, but also because Scorpio is a bit of a shadow dweller. Scorpio is introspective, mysterious, intuitive, and passionate. Its mission is to merge and penetrate psychological depths. It's not a sign that frolics in the light. It plays deep and expects you to dive deep too. But you see, these depths, this is where ultimate transformation occurs. It urges us to face the shadow, the darkness, the places we never dare to embark, so that we're able to fully transform. The intensity of Scorpio can sometimes become obsessive, and that scorpion sting, it's a real thing. So watch out for emotions like jealousy, hostility, possessiveness, controlling behavior, and compulsiveness. The intensity of this particular Scorpio season is dialed up a few notches due to Mercury's backwards journey. Now, I've covered Mercury retrograde a few times on this podcast, so I won't give you the ins and outs. If you're interested to know more about the specifics of Mercury retrograde from a really generalized perspective, search past episodes. There's plenty of them there. But this particular Mercury retrograde taking place in the sign of Scorpio will take place on the 31st of October, and it will continue its journey until November 20. So it's a 3-week period. This could mean communication becomes very intense. Unexpected events may surface, radical change may be inevitable, and passionate encounters may be confusing or chaotic. Your ability to be reasonable, measured, and positive might go out the door, and you find yourself suspicious, insecure, and perhaps a little scathing. But sometimes just being aware of this is enough to dial down the intensity of its expression. Now, emotional intimacy is a big part of Scorpio energy. But with Mercury in Scorpio during a retrograde period, you may get a little bit more than what you bargained for. But this all depends on what it is you seek. If you ask for the truth, it's likely that you'll get it, whether it's the answer you were longing to hear or not. Keep this in mind during moments of heightened passion and intimacy, because you'll likely receive exactly what's needed to transform the situation. And in some cases, this might be an inevitable death. Mercury retrograde heightens your intuition, but especially when in Scorpio season. So use this time wisely. Be introspective. Take time out to rest and breathe. Meditate. Journal. Listen to your inner knowing rather than relying on everybody's best friend, Google. Now, Gemini and Virgo are the signs that are ruled by Mercury. So if you are Sun, Moon, and Ascendant, Gemini and Virgo, you'll usually experience this retrograde a little more intensely than the other signs. My Sun, Moon, Venus, Chiron, and Ascendant are all ruled by Mercury. So I have to consciously remove myself from situations where extensive travel, clear communication, and a reliance on technology are involved, and instead spend some more time self-reflecting, following intuitive nudges, and breathing. That is so important. I must remember to breathe during Mercury retrograde. Now, I just want to say, although it doesn't start until the 31st of October, a lot of astrologers talk about this kind of pull that starts in the days leading up. So you may start to notice some of those Mercury retrograde vibes kind of happening now. So don't be surprised. Be patient with technology. Be clear with your communication. Check contracts several times. It's okay to sign them as long as you have checked them with a fine-tooth comb, okay? What else do we need to be wary of? Don't worry about travel. If you've got flights booked, you're fine. Again, just check the tickets, check the itinerary, make sure everything is good to go. You can't check things too many times during a retrograde. Scorpio is also a very psychic season, and Mercury retrograde can heighten psychic ability. So this season is a really beautiful time to hone in on any of your psychic abilities. Whether you're aware of them or not, it's a really good time to start to tune in. It's also a really beautiful time to ask for guidance and receive guidance from higher dimensions. Lastly, Scorpio is a water sign. Okay, so this season is all about feeling the feels, but like I mentioned earlier, most likely with intensity. So don't overanalyze intense emotions as they arise. Feel them, process them, purge them, and use them to kickstart your epic seasonal transformation. Also worth noting that people around you will also be feeling this intensity, so don't let others' emotions rattle you. My advice is to spend some time on your own this month, where possible, within reason, of course. Dial up the self-care, let go of the things that are naturally coming to a close, and be patient as new opportunities start to rebirth. The Scorpio New Moon episode will be available on Friday, so keep your ears out for that one. If you're keen to join the Lunar Lover membership, we're working with Scorpio energy this month, so there will be a specific guided meditation to deal with the intensity of Scorpio season. There will also be some journal prompts specifically for this season and the upcoming Scorpio New Moon. Plus on October 29 at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time, I'll be holding an online Scorpio New Moon Circle, and I'd love for you to join in. You don't have to be a member to join in on that one, but it's a lot cheaper if you are a member. For details on how to become a Lunar Lover member, head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover or find the link in the show notes. Until the Scorpio New Moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.